More and more Americans are using technology such as LED light bulbs and programmable smart thermostats to save on utility bills. Buildings are serious electricity hogs and a major source of the greenhouse gas emissions contributing to climate change. Now researchers are working on technology to make buildings even more efficient. In today's installment of our Scratch series, we'll visit a new facility near the University of Dayton. WISO's Jess Mador reports it could help revolutionize the way we heat and cool our homes, offices, and other spaces in the future.
Inside a two-story gray house near the University of Dayton campus, all the lights are on. There's a large flat-screen television on the wall, a leather sofa decorated with colorful throw pillows.
All the furnishings here are from IKEA.
Rajan Rajendran decorated this house himself, down to the smallest detail.
Refrigerator, oven, dishwasher, range, microwave. And this here is the dining room.
This 2,000-square-foot suburban-style house could be found in almost any city across the United States, except for one unusual feature, skinny metal poles running from floor to ceiling in every room.
Temperature and humidity and pressure sensors and carbon dioxide sensors.
No one actually lives here. The house is a science experiment. It's part of the recently opened Helix Innovation Center in Dayton. The 40,000-square-foot Helix building was the brainchild of St. Louis-based Emerson Company. It's a multi-billion-dollar company with a global footprint, including in heating and cooling systems.
Whether you shop Whole Foods or Kroger, Meijer, they all provide the food to you and that are kept cold using Emerson equipment.
Mechanical engineer Rajendran runs the Helix.
And when we collect data using sensors, we try to figure out what that data means.
The ultimate goal, he says, is creating something that's hard to put your finger on, human comfort.
And people ask me, did you go overboard? Why do you need a big TV? Why is that important? Because at the end of the day, there's a lot of heat that's coming out of these devices, and they do affect your comfort.
Rajendran's research includes cutting-edge efficiency technology that can measure all this heat, humidity, pressure, and other elements, and automatically regulate the temperature of different rooms. And scientists are also recreating the exterior of the home. The house is built inside a giant climate-controlled hangar sealed with heavy doors. Rajendran says giant heaters and air conditioners can simulate the sun's effect, so scientists can study its energy performance on a single day in such far-flung locations as Alaska, Arizona, or Mississippi.
Go all the way down to minus 30, or we can go up to 130.
It's the sort of real-time research that experts say often drags on for years. So by simulating a full year's worth of weather conditions in just about a week, Emerson is speeding the time it takes for an idea to become a product in stores or on the factory floor.
We're looking at where we can have the most impact for the average person living in an average home, doing average things, living in an average building. That's why this building is 40,000 square feet.
And the house is just one of six different simulated ecosystems inside the Helix. There's also a grocery store, an industrial cooling system powerful enough to chill an entire Budweiser factory, a commercial kitchen that even serves food a few times a week, and the Helix office building itself is also a data-producing, climate-controlled bubble.
This is truly a unique facility. There is no other facility like this.
And they've already filed two patents and launched an entire new product off that.
The Dayton Development Coalition's Mitch Heaton says since the Helix opened a year and a half ago, it's also allowed Emerson to meet federal EPA energy targets ahead of schedule.
To look at the future of ice machines working more efficiently and wasting less water and wasting less energy.
And that could be a really big deal. Commercial and residential buildings account for more than 70% of electricity used in the U.S. and more than 40% of carbon dioxide emissions, a major contributor to climate change. And because of Emerson's massive size, University of Dayton engineering professor Kevin Hallinan says the Helix has the potential to help reduce energy consumption worldwide.
The intelligence built into these systems can really help manage energy consumption to reduce it while also maintaining comfort when people need that comfort seamlessly, where they don't even know that they're doing it.
But Hallinan points out new technology alone can't solve the energy problem. Up to around half the energy used in the typical home has to do with human behavior, not technology. The next step, Hallinan says, is to test whether the Helix's energy efficiency performance can be replicated outside the tightly controlled lab environment.
Because ultimately, it needs to be proved that the work that the Helix is doing has value in the world also.
Emerson has already started doing this. The company's partnered with UD to build 50 occupied research homes on campus, and collecting enough energy consumption data will take a year of real-life heating and cooling seasons. For WYSO, I'm Jess Mador.
This story is part of WYSO's Scratch series. To see photos of the Helix, go to our website, wyso.org, and we want your ideas about innovation. Leave us a voicemail at 937-769-1374. We may play your story on the air.